I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is the International Day of the Girl Child. Around the world, millions of young girls are kept out of school. Teach Beyond's David Durant says a big problem is cultural pressure.
Families are already saying to their young girls that they need to provide economically for the family. And then there's the other side of that, which is a real social pressure to be married very young. And they're married off at the age of 13, 14, and many by 15.
Teach Beyond supports girls with high-quality education and free meals in the name of Jesus.
We actually see this as obviously a crisis, but a huge opportunity where from the ground up, from the child up, we can pray for a whole society to receive the gospel and be transformed by the power of the gospel.
Pray for these young girls to know the fullness of life in Christ. And statistically, if every Christian shared the gospel with just 3 unreached people, the whole world could hear the good news by now. Yet David Boghossian from the Alliance for the Unreached reminds us it's not that simple. The reality is that 3 billion unreached people live in hard-to-access places.
These are places where Christian witness is heavily persecuted.
The good news is that faithful believers, both indigenous and those called from other nations, are bringing with them the message of Christ.
Our job is to pray for those people, to get behind those that are trying to reach them, and to stand with God's people that are on the front lines of this type of witness.
We begin by praying for God to give us his vision for the world. Then we seek out knowledge about the nations and we act. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.